Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Let's talk to the man. Randy Mueller joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline, as we mentioned, writes for The Athletic. And we're not going to talk about you hiring Cam Cameron. Hey, man, first off, what do you think of the moves that the Falcons made? What do you think of Kirk Cousins? How much do you think he's got left in the tank, Randy?
Well, I think they had to make some moves. There's no doubt about it. This is a team that, you guys mentioned it, had been putting along, you know, and needed something to get him over the hump. So sometimes changes can help, and I think they did that. Obviously, a new staff, new systems, new quarterback. Pretty hard to change much more than they have already. So I like the Cousins move. I think it was kind of a sign of they threw up the white flag, right? They had missed on a couple quarterback decisions, obviously, but I think Kirk Cousins is a proven commodity that makes them better without any doubt. And I think in that division, he sure puts them to the front of it. That's for sure.
With these kinds of moves, just give us some insight from your experience. Because we were talking about everybody in the room having to agree, right? Like, when you do these kinds of moves, it's just not the coach going, I like him. The GM goes, I don't. The assistant GM goes, I don't. And then, you know, the scouting department goes, no, we think he's terrible. And then they make the move. Everybody has to be on the same page, don't they, Randy?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think you've got to have consensus. And that's really up to Terry Fontenot to get that consensus. He's got to be a listener. He's got his ideas and his approach, but he does have to listen to others. He's got people around him that he trusts, obviously the coaching staff and the new systems that they're going to install. That has to be a factor in how you fit these players in. I think, obviously, they felt like on offense they needed changes at quarterback and they needed speed, because this has been a slow-plodding team, in my opinion. They added speed with Mooney. They added speed with Moore. They added a little juice with McLeod. So they felt like it was a slow team, too. That's evident. So I think more than anything, the philosophy is changing a little bit. And one of the undersold parts of Kirk Cousins' game, I think, is the deep ball. So hopefully he brings that with him. These guys that can run fast can run under him, and it makes them a little more exciting. And not having to run 8 or 10 or 12 plays, nothing against Arthur Smith's offense, but that grinding offense usually leads to more mistakes being made by yourself than you are chances to score after 10 or 12 plays. So this gives them some big playability for sure.
Randy, that's like music to Falcon fans' ears, because that's been a major missing component on this team for so many years. Randy Mueller's with us, guys, writes for The Athletic, former NFL Exec of the Year here on Dukes and Bell. And you mentioned the pieces we've added. I mean, it seems like everyone who's left, as far as from an offensive side, who's left Sean McVay, has really excelled and has put his own stamp on that offense. And that's what you see Zach Robinson doing here?
Well, I definitely do. Obviously, it's a new chair for him. I think the bringing along with him of a Kenny Zampezi to kind of help him through that, I do think it's a good change. I think they needed to find some more upside in their offense. again, it seems like we're beating up on Arthur here, but they needed some ways to throw the ball downfield and to progress through reads, some really higher level passing game concepts. And I think they'll have that, and nobody better than Sean McVay or to get it from his tree, that's for sure.
Randy, as we talk about the rule changes, do you like what do you like about any of these rule changes? Every year, I think the competition committee does a really good job of going back and saying, how can we make the game better? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. A lot of people think that with the new kickoff rules, we will see more action, we will get more. How do you feel about any of this stuff that you've heard about?
Well, I'll start with that. I like it a lot.
Okay.
I spent 2 years in the XFL, so I kind of have seen this evolve. I was against it to start with when we had this in the XFL. I said, this is kind of crazy. I was kind of like the old guy on the porch, right, telling kids to get off the yard. But I'll say this. I warmed up to it fast. It makes every kickoff watchable. It changes the dynamic of how you go about positioning players on the field. I think fans are going to love it. And I equate it to similar to baseball a year ago. We're talking about a pitch clock and a pitch calm and all that stuff that everybody, all the baseball purists threw up their hands. Now, a year later, we don't even talk about it. And I think that's the way that the kickoff rules will be. It'll be an exciting play. And I'm like the rank and file. I thought the kickoff had become totally irrelevant and a good right. chance to get up and go get a soda pop. So this is going to change that. There's going to be a ton of more action. They are crease-oriented schemes that I like the fact that coaches are going to have to redesign, re-kind of think and revision how they're going to play these things and how they're going to defend them. With regard to the hip drop tackle, I'm a little lukewarm only from this standpoint. I don't think our referees can take any more. I think these crews as constructed, these crews as we construct them now, and that's a whole multi-leveled conversation as well, they can barely spot the ball some weeks. I have a problem with that.
Right. I'm with you.
I don't want to give them any more reason to screw things up. Mm-hmm. But I did hear that they are more apt to legislate this on Monday than Sunday, and I'm for that. Right. If we're going to fine players for doing this, we're going to kind of figure it out in a closed-door session in Park Avenue. I'm for that. I'm just not for putting more on these officials because I'm not sure they can handle it.
That's a great call. Nobody ever talks about it, Randy. The NHL does stuff like that where they'll go back and look and just throw some money at somebody, take it out of his paycheck, as opposed to stopping the game, and to your point, giving the refs something else to maybe misinterpret.
No doubt. I think I shudder to think that a call will be made. It probably will, though, that it costs somebody a game because somebody decided they were going to call this, and they're really going to find out that they're unsure even how to legislate it. So let the guys who figured out how to pass the rule, let them sort it out this first year. And if we got to fine players on Monday, that's a step in the right direction if it makes a safer game.
Randy Mueller's with us, guys, talking NFL, and now we wait for the draft and all the, I guess, misdirection. Were you a guy that would smoke screen it? Would you sandbag when you were GM in the Dolphins? I mean, we hear so much misdirection. Like, do you believe, for instance, that Washington or New England would be looking to trade down out of their picks?
I was not. I had enough to worry about on my own plate, I'll be honest with you. And the same, I was in Seattle for 20 years and probably ran the draft for 8 or 10 of them. And I just don't know how people can really take the time to know how these things are going to go. I would go the other way. I would shut it all out. Wouldn't care what was said on TV. No offense to you guys on the radio, but I would shut it all out. And just, I knew what we needed to do. I would gather intel from 2 or 3 sources that I really would trust. And I wouldn't do that till the week before the draft. There's just too much. It's lion season. There's just too much out there. There's too many sources with agendas that are pushing their message. And I never found myself, maybe it's my little pea brain, but I couldn't sort it all out. So I would end up just figuring things out that didn't need to be figured out. So I just shut it all down.
Interesting. Randy Mueller joining us, guys, writer for The Athletic, former NFL Executive of the Year. When we talk about best player available, do you buy into that? Do you believe it yourself, being a former general manager, when you tell us we're going to draft the best player available? Because I don't. I always have been leery about that.
Well, I can say this in with all sincerity, that's the way we did it all the time.
Okay.
I always would go that route. Now, what would make a great pick is when that best player available came at a position of need. And I've been around some guys and some other GMs who would start to fill that depth chart from the first pick of the draft, and that would drive me crazy because we're passing over better players for guys to fill out our depth chart, and we ended up with a bunch of mediocre players when we get to the third and fourth round that we jumped over really good players to draft. And so that's why I never really drafted to fill need. Now, you have to do some of that later in the draft, but I was a best player available guy. Plus, it gives you the option, I think, of moving around. If you have four or five players in a little cluster and you're good with all of them and they're all graded in the same range, you can surely move up and around and back. And if you can find someone to dance, I always like to do that to maximize our value picking in that first round.
Talking with Randy Mueller about the NFL draft, last week we got a kick out of some of the reaction. Again, maybe you can speak to it, because a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't do a pro day at Ohio State, didn't work out at the combine. Does it have any bearing on any general manager that would put any, like a Roma Dunze or Neighbors over him?
Well, I don't think him not running or working out is going to change it. I do think the risk he takes is that he, in his mind, thinks he's rated ahead of those guys and doesn't really care what happens. What he told me by not running was that he was okay if he got drafted fourth or fifth or tenth. It didn't matter to him. And that would make me a little nervous, because I think depending on the skill set that you desire and seek, you could find those three receivers rated in three different spots on three different draft boards. So that's just the way it is. And it kind of told me he didn't care. I was more, to be honest with you, more upset that he didn't meet the media at the combine, which is a scheduled event, and he blew that off. So I don't think it's going to matter. I think he's a great character kid. I think he'll play good. But I'll say this, when you watch the film, there is a little bit of doubt sometimes with acceleration and speed and some reasoning that you would definitely want to see him do some things and run, but you're going to have to fill in the blanks on your own now.
Yeah, I sometimes think we overreact when guys don't do the normal things, because, you know, I totally get it. But at the end of the day, Randy, if he can play.
Right, and the tape, you got the tape.
You're going to draft him, right? If he can play and you think he's a dude, you're going to draft him.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
He can, and you will, and people will draft him, so I'm not pushing back on that. I'm just saying that the people around him value him a certain way. NFL teams are a little more sticky about how they value players and how they evaluate him, so there's a risk there. That's all, that everybody sees him as the player that he sees himself as.
Gotcha.
And, Randy, we look at the quarterbacks, looking at this year's draft. Obviously, Caleb Williams heading number one out there too for the Bears. And then it's just wide open. So, do you feel that – I mean, do you believe in J.J. McCarthy? I mean, I love Jaden Daniels. I know he takes a lot of hits, but, man, he seems explosive. Right. And then the one that has everybody, either you love him or hate him, where do you fall on Drake May? So, talk about all those quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know that I've seen a group like this that is such a bipolar reaction we get depending on who you ask. I do believe in J.J. McCarthy. I have liked him since December. I think he's a hard evaluation, so I understand why there's give and take on him. He wasn't asked to do a lot of the things that people have trouble projecting to the next level. I could see it when I watched the tape. I didn't leave the film thinking I have doubts about him. So I like him. I'd have no problem picking him early. And if it was the second pick, so be it, if he fits the scheme that you're going to run. Drake May, for me, and again, I don't really – I think NFL teams will be mum on Drake May only from the standpoint that I think he's a ways away. I think there's some fundamental things that are going to have to, there'll be a learning curve for him. And therefore, I don't kind of value him with these first three guys that we're talking about.
Well, great stuff. Always good to talk with you. Looking forward to seeing what all these teams do in the draft, and especially with the Falcons. But you like what we've done so far, right? You do?
I do. I'm glad they got faster. I'm a speed guy, so right. Anytime we can get some fast guys, I'm all for it.
You cannot coach speed, Carl. Thank you. Well, Randy, we'll pick your brain some more, man, either before or after. Thank you so much for coming on.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.